Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Steve Stone. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Fuentes moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive towards the mound. Jenkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. John Cumberland now pitching. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4. Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Kessinger scores. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Cubs. Don McMahon now pitching. Bob Hisa now playing shortstop. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields the ball and throws to Jenkins covering. Safe. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Rosario now playing center field. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a triple and two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Johnson pinch hits for Don McMahon. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Heisa hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.